This is several obvious questions, but I'll go with an easy one. What do you remember about Curtis Lofton and his leadership roles that he had at the defense when he was with the Falcons, and maybe talk about playing against him now?
Yeah, it's, you know, he's a great player. He really is, and he's a great teammate. You know, worked tremendously hard during his time here, and I'm sure he's doing the same down there. I think he's playing well this year when you watch him on tape. But, yeah, Curtis, I mean, he's a good teammate, really good teammate, really good leader, and a very good player.
What do you notice about the Saints D when he's on the field with Vilma?
I think it's a very good combination of linebackers. Obviously, we've played against, you know, Jonathan Vilma for a long time and know that he's one of the best linebackers in the game. And I think when you add Curtis to that mix, the two of those guys together, they can tackle really well. They fly sideline to sideline, and I think they're very good players.
Matt, you guys have been on the cusp of you know, doing some good things for some years now, but do you guys feel like this could finally be your year? I know you're the last undefeated team in the league.
Yeah, it's you know, we're halfway through the season, and I think everybody's focus is just to keep their head down and keep working hard and not worry about, you know, anything more than that. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been successful in the first half of the season, and I think that's going to be important for us to keep doing that to try and be successful in the second half.
Does this year feel any different than any of the past seasons?
I think each year is different. You know, I think each year shakes out differently, and you certainly have different guys in the locker room, and we've got some new coaches this year as well, two new coordinators, so I think that changes some things. But we still have a core group of guys that have been here for a long time, and so while things do feel a little bit different, there are a lot of similarities as well.
Matt, you guys, like Nakia said, only unbeaten team in the NFL, and yet maybe you guys don't get the respect from the national guys. Is that a factor? Does that bother you guys?
It doesn't bother me. You know, I think it's one of the things I don't think about it. I don't worry about it. Not really concerned with it. You know, I think one of the things I've learned in a short time in this league is that if you're concerned with things other than preparing for the next week and preparing for the next opponent, you're wasting your time and you're distracting yourself. So it's not something I think about.
What's been different for you this year as far as your game? I mean, you've obviously played well in your career, but you seem to be up a different, higher level this year.
Well, you know, I think experience has a lot to do with that. You know, I think I've learned a lot, you know, in my 5 years, you know, I think preparation's been better. I think that's one of the things that you constantly try and improve as a player in this league. And I think, you know, I'm at a good place right now. I feel comfortable with our offense and understanding it. And, you know, also I've got good players around me, guys that are making plays. And it's fun to be a part of that.
How much credit do you give to the new offensive coordinator?
I think Dirk's done a great job. I really do. You know, I think he's a smart football coach. He's a great teacher, and he gets our guys to play hard. And you know, I've enjoyed playing for him this year.
Matt, these two fan bases don't particularly care for each other very much, and it's kind of a rivalry between these two fans. Do you look at the Saints as a rival?
Absolutely. I think anytime you know you've got division games, you know, there's always something extra to it. For me, it's a team that I have a lot of respect for. I think they've been, you know, they've been tough to play against for the last four seasons, and they've, you know, had a lot of success in the last four seasons. So, you know, I enjoy it. The rivalry aspect of it is fun, but it's also a team and an organization that I have a lot of respect for.
Matt, have you guys set as a goal or talked about ending your season in New Orleans, given that the Super Bowl's here?
I mean, I think everybody has that in mind when you train and you prepare during the off season. But at this time of the year, no. You know, I think guys are really focused week to week and not really worried about, you know, what's going to happen in January or February. It's trying to handle our business, you know, in November this week. You know, I think that's one of the strengths of our locker room.
Right now, but do you guys get a sense that this can be something special given the way you guys are playing and the start you've had?
You know, again, you know, I think it's something that we haven't been caught up in.
Is last year's late December game here still talked about? Is that a rallying cry? I mean, I remember it being kind of a point of contention after the game last year, the way the Saints, you know, went after records and whatnot.
You know, maybe for some guys, not for me. You know, I understand in this league it's, you know, it's competitive, it's highly competitive, and you know, we didn't play well that night, and they did, and credit to them. So, but it's not something, you know, I think that's a different team, that's a different, you know, organization than it was this time last year, and so are we. And so, you know, it's always, there's always enough on the table when I think you're playing division games.
Matt, going back to the rivalry situation for a second, is the Saints-Falcons rivalry, is that as close as a college rivalry as you may have felt or experienced in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think because there's such history between the two teams, having played each other for such a long time, I think that adds to it. I also think that, you know, there's so many people from Georgia and from Louisiana that kind of cross paths and live in those areas, and so I think the fan aspect you know, lends a lot to it as well. So, but it's fun to be a part of that.
As a rookie coming into the National Football League, you took snaps from a veteran center named Todd McClure, and now 5 years later, he's still your center. How much of a did he ease the transition for you becoming a college player to a pro?
He was huge. I think probably, if not the most important person in my development, one of, you know, the top two or three guys. Todd's the consummate professional. He's extremely well prepared week in and week out, and really he carried me for my first 2 years in the league with protection calls and getting our offensive line on the same page. And you know, he's been awesome to be around and to learn from, and he's one of the leaders of our football team.
I know you know that this, you know, he's considering this might be his last year. What would it mean for you, and I guess the rest of your teammates, to send him out on such a, you know, great winning note?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. You know, for all the veteran guys, I think it's, you know, we've got maybe two guys that are towards the end of their career, and Todd and, yeah, and Tony Gonzalez. So, I mean, you'd love to do it for them because, you know, they've been around and been playing at such a high level for such a long time. But it's also because they're great people, too. They're great teammates and guys that you just want to see succeed.
Matt, final question about Todd. What does he mean to just younger players around him? I read a story in training camp where he's such a great example for younger players.
He really is. He's, you know, he's the ultimate example. He knows how to, you know, he leads by his work ethic, and I think I see that. You know, he's in here all the time. He does the little things every day. His consistency is amazing, and it's important to him. And I think guys, young guys, see that. They see that, you know, playing at a high level and having accountability with your teammates, those things are important to him. And I think, you know, that's one of the things I've learned from him, you know, in my time here, and one of the things I most admire about him.